So, Kate, tell me about the charity.
So we're a women's and girls' health and mental wellbeing charity based in Crewe, and we cover Crewe, Nantwich surrounding areas, Winsford, Northwich surrounding areas, and we've got plans this year to expand slightly into Cheshire as well, more into Cheshire.
And how long has the charity been going?
9 years this month, so 9 years in March.
Were you one of the founders,
I'm
or the
founder? The founder, yeah.
So what inspired you to do this?
So what I wanted to offer was affordable counselling, because I am a counsellor, so as in a therapist, I wanted to offer affordable counselling originally to mums, hence the name. But over the years, we've now expanded to do so much more than counselling, and to both mums and women and girls as well.
I'm looking around the facilities and chatting before to the staff. I mean, there's no day that you're doing the same thing, is there? There's always something different.
No, definitely, yeah. And I think that's what the team like about it, because, we're dealing with our local community. So, as you say, every day is different. We have different activities on every day. It keeps us on our toes as well.
Absolutely, I can imagine. And how many staff and volunteers do you have?
At the moment, we've got 12 paid staff, and we can go up to about 58 volunteers.
Wow.
Over the summer, because we're busy at the summer. Usually averages it around 48 doing different roles.
So I suppose because you offer so many different services, each member of staff, do they focus on that particular service?
Yeah, so we have counsellors who are half of the paid staff, if you like, and then the other half are coordinators. So, one's a wellbeing coordinator doing things in the community, one is the community hub giving out school uniform and baby bank, so quite focused. We've got a young people's coordinator that works with teen girls in the community as well, so that, like you say, it isn't as complicated as some people imagine it is, because they've got their own focus.
And this building, have you always been here?
No, so we're based in Whiston now, and we moved in in 2021.
Sort of around COVID time.
Yeah.
Been heck. I mean, COVID was bad.
We moved in the lockdown period, actually. I remember it well.
Yeah. I mean, we ask all our charities on Charity of the Week, because obviously it's been a big issue, and, okay, time's moving on, but how did COVID affect your services?
We did well for funding in COVID, and I think one thing that charities did amazingly is we could change what we did overnight, and I think charities shone for that. And one thing that we do now, which is a result of COVID, is give out a school uniform. We opened a baby bank. It was something I never thought we would be offering, but it couldn't come quite apparent during that summer of COVID that parents were really struggling to afford school uniform because they'd lost jobs. As a charity, I think it's now that COVID has impacted our individuals, mums that have had babies during COVID is a big one for us, who are now coming through because they've struggled. And a lot of our families, they've lost jobs, and, really the cost of living has impacted them afterwards as well. So, yeah, I think that's... And it's now that our demand is bigger, but funding is less than it's ever been.
That's the key, isn't it? I mean, again, cost of living crisis has been a big deal. I mean, to be honest, especially the last few years have been nothing but hardship.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah.
I mean, is that a case that, so, I mean, like you said, a lot of the charities adapted pretty quickly to things that they had to do, and some still carry on the services that they, that they did back then. When something comes up, you suddenly think, oh, we'd like to be able to offer that because of whatever the circumstance. Mm. How quickly can you turn that around?
I think as a team, they're not resistant to change. So, they are a really proactive team. We gauge... Well, all our services are a result of what our women have asked for. A big focus this year for us is women's health. So as well as mental wellbeing, it's health, because, one of the growing inequalities is women's health. Moving towards private healthcare, well, that isn't in the cost of living. A lot of people haven't got that. So I think there's, as a charity, and I know many other charities, we can, with the right governance in place, you can change. And the right funding, most importantly. We can change our services quite fast.
So funding, I mean, you mentioned briefly before that it's harder now for funding, and I think everyone's feeling the same pinch. What do you do to raise funds?
Well, we write a lot of funding applications, and then, we encourage people to fundraise for us. We've just come out of International Women's Day, which is our flagship event. So, we fundraise and get sponsorship for that. But it is, as I always describe it, it's a patchwork quilt. We try and get funding from as many different places, and mainly because if the wheel falls off one, it isn't a reliance, so we do have many funders and we get it many different ways as well.
And do you take donations from the public too?
Yeah. So like the baby bank and the uniform, it's no questions asked, all three. But people are very kind and they want to make a donation if they can.
I don't know whether it's special for Cheshire in particular, but the one thing that I've learned since doing this feature, since the last sort of 6 months, the generosity of the general public never ceases to amaze.
No.
Which is got to be good for a charity, especially if it is that you are seeking funding from somewhere and those avenues are beginning to close.
Definitely,
At least, something.
And I also think people that have perhaps been there in the past can really identify. We only ever have to put anything on Facebook or, a poster out, and people will come and they will give if they can.
I mean, that is good, isn't it? If you've got service users who are doing better now, still coming to try and give something back.
Because people always remember their own hardship, don't they? And they can relate to it.
So what are the plans for the future as far as the charity's concerned? Is it a case of really you take each day as it comes and adapt, or do you have long-term
No, we
goals?
Do have long-term. That's what I was working on today, actually, so the next 2 years. So we want to do some services in Macclesfield, do some services in Ellesmereport, and counselling is our, most in-demand service. We've got a waiting list, so look at, how we can address that waiting list with council placements or taking on another councillor as well. But so it's not necessarily to change any of our services, it's to grow each of them, really.
And has the counselling services become busier now because of COVID and the cost of living, or is it something that's been...
No, it's always been, yeah. But it's the hardest service to fund because it's not an attractive... a lot of funders will think it needs to be statutory, which it should, but it isn't. So, that doesn't make the situation any easier or better. So there's probably more people coming for counselling in all arenas because of, what they've been through. COVID absolutely impacted many people's mental health. I think a lot of people have not recognised that at the time, and it's now they think, actually, I wasn't like this before.
Yeah, I think a lot of people.
Social anxiety being a big one.
I suppose, if you've been isolated for so long.
Yeah, definitely.
Then you sort of thrust, everyone goes, right, everyone's okay now.
Yeah.
And in reality, that's not strictly true,
no,
is it, even now?
Yeah. Or the other one we see with our activities is we've got a few of our women, they've lost loved ones during COVID. So that isolation and loneliness has massively impacted their mental health.
Can people refer themselves to the service?
Yes. So they can refer by going on our website, which is www.motherwellcheshirecio.com. We do have a referrals option there. Or if people don't want to do that, we can do it over the phone, and that's 01606 557 666.
And if anybody wants to volunteer, donate, maybe come up with some fundraising ideas, what's the best way of getting hold of it?
Again, on them numbers, really. Emailing us, which is also referrals@motherwellcheshirecio.com. We are always looking for volunteers. And it doesn't have to be regular. If anyone can help at any time, then that would be great.
A couple of hours a month, that kind of thing.
Definitely.
I suppose those are the hardest ones to fill, aren't they?
Volunteers, I think, are hard for all charities at the moment. It has come up a lot in, meetings that I go to, because I think people have volunteered a lot, in fairness, during COVID, but perhaps, gone back to busy lives now.